You're listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
Hey guys, so today I'm going to talk about habit number 11, which happens to be creating a definitive goal. During the 30-day challenge, you're basically asked to create a goal and work towards that goal every day. So what I've been doing is, I guess to go into a slight backstory here, about 3 years ago, I started blogging online. That's why I started this blog, because I know a lot about building websites, and I've just learned a lot about sort of keeping track of my progress and things like that. So I'm doing this kind of as a fun way to go along with everything else I'm working on the side. I've got a marketing blog. I've got another website where I host like metal music videos. I've got another site where I built like a search engine service and marketed that for several months with a partner of mine. But as of recently, I started getting really interested in e-commerce. And the reason for that was I started looking outside of my real job. I basically grew up all through life being really interested in IT and computers, building computers, things like that, which I still am. But I ended up studying that for years, did it in high school, college, and then I even took this course that was very expensive to help me get my Microsoft administration certificates. Ended up getting a job in IT doing tech support and worked there for probably about 5-6 years. I had even left the company at one point, did a bunch of other odd jobs, and just never really liked it. Ended up going back to this original place, and eventually just kind of got fed up with working there. Got really bored of the IT thing, and just didn't really feel like it was going anywhere. You know, like it was, I wasn't really advancing in sort of the 9-to-5. Got interested in blogging, and then started a marketing site called Voices of Marketing. And that's where I have another podcast. I've been doing that for about 1.5 years now. And while I was doing all that, I actually ended up getting a job, you know, moving away from my tech support job, working for a guy who was making a killing selling on Amazon this particular, like, mitten he had manufactured. He basically private labeled his own kid's winter mitten, and he was just killing it with sales. So I was helping him, spent a lot of time learning about how to sell on Amazon, how to sell on eBay, and basically how to do e-commerce. Ended up joining some private e-commerce forums, and probably about even 1 year before, I had actually built out a site using the Amazon affiliate program, which basically you can make a small commission if someone buys through your link. So let's say, for example, someone buys a $15 t-shirt, I could make a like a 6% or maybe 7% commission, depending on the volume of sales I make that month. The commission rises as you get more volume. So anyways, the reason I'm telling you all this is because I decided to revisit that Amazon affiliate site. It was built out in such a way that it looks like a real store. My girlfriend had given me the idea. It's a store called Skull Clothing. So basically the store is all themed items that are pretty much based around skulls, you know, t-shirts, accessories, jewelry, like anything you could think of that has to do with skulls, we have it, costumes, things like that. I had this great tool that allowed me to import a lot of the products from Amazon, like the pictures and descriptions, and a girl who's been helping me for a couple of years with my music video website got interested in helping me with this site. She's been helping me work a ton on the site, do social media stuff, and that's kind of where my goal lies right now while going through this program. That's sort of what I've been trying to focus some time on. I cleaned out my basement recently to set up an area so I can have like product down there and get it set up to ship it to the Amazon warehouses and sell on Amazon. So yeah, that's kind of my definitive goal. I mean, in terms of starting out, like, you know, I guess before I started this challenge, I never really thought a ton about, like, what is it that I really want to do? Obviously, I've been working on this, but I haven't really thought about it as, like, I guess this, like, huge goal. I've just sort of been, like, my mind's been out there, like, yeah, I just want to get this done. And I don't know, it's never really been a huge, huge project for me. And I've sort of dedicated myself, like, this month, since I'm taking time off doing things like video games and other things that, would be using up a lot of my productivity time, I'm going to use that time to instead like investigate profitable products, maybe see if I can start getting some of my own products branded. Anything that I could really do to help things get moving forward and allow me to make more sales and drive a little extra income. I guess the ultimate goal, which I don't expect to meet within 30 days, would be to make enough money with the Skull site that I could essentially walk away from my full-time job. There's nothing wrong with my full-time job. I do e-commerce full-time for a company that sells like stringed instruments, but I would much rather be working for myself and just doing things my own way and having a full control over how all that works. I think anybody would choose that over working a job and working for someone else. So that's sort of my goal right now. I mean, I was able to make about $200 as an Amazon affiliate this month. It's probably the biggest month of the year for this type of site because it's Halloween based. But I think as I build social media, I build more traction, like all these different channels, maybe I can get more people to help me. My girlfriend starts helping me with different things. She's been agreed to help me write some reviews on Amazon for some of the products that we're buying. So all in all, it's just going to take time to build. And if I keep at it, I know that it can become profitable. It's just a matter of sticking with it and not giving up. So talk to you later. I guess that's about it for today.
Thanks for listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast.